Our reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Standing by the cross of Jesus were his mother and his mother's sister, Mary the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother and a disciple there whom he loved, he said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. There are times when we are willing to suffer for the sake of someone we love. A mother, for example, will be prepared to give up comfort, to give up even the good things of life for the good of a child. Today, as we celebrate the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows, we see how much the Blessed Virgin Mary suffered as she cooperated in the work of redemption. She accompanied the Messiah from the moment of conception to the final moment of the completion of his earthly ministry. She accompanied him from the incarnation to the crucifixion. As she watched her son condemned and crucified, her pains and sorrows are joined to those of her son. At the foot of the cross, she united her sufferings to those of Christ. In this way, she participated in a most imminent manner in the work of salvation. For us who strive every day to be beloved disciples of Christ, our place, like that of Mary and a beloved disciple, is at the foot of the cross. Standing at the foot of the cross means that we must participate in the most Christian manner, even in difficult situations, in the work of our own salvation and the salvation of others. We are to work closely with Christ, carrying our crosses daily and following him. Like Mary, we must be where Christ is, even when being with Christ means facing hardships and challenges for the sake of Christ. The life of every beloved disciple is a life at the foot of the cross, in the company of Mary, who is also the mother of every beloved disciple. In that company of Mary, we can face the most challenging moments of life with hope and faith. Her sorrows have won for us the assurance of grace. Let us therefore seek a help and support as we strive to be beloved disciples of Christ.